Off the Ball Breakfast.
I've used Rory McIlroy's achievement as personal growth for myself. You can overcome adversity to lead your business in Q2.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Ball, GAA.
Brian, obviously a great turnout, I suppose, from players today, but on short notice as well, wasn't it?
Well, I think the notice was probably there over a period of time, all right. But the focus was really on making sure that we gave the Glendinplex Championship a good launch, and we did, and certainly had a great chat with the players down there. They're all in great form, and I appreciate their time because they're working, they're in college, they're doing stuff themselves, and coming across to Croke Park for the launches like today, that they give their time so willingly, and I'm so appreciative of that fact.
Obviously, it's always an exciting time when you get to the All-Ireland Championship phase, but I think it's probably more exciting this term around because, as we would remember from last year's finals, there was a couple of teams overlapping that we would have seen, obviously the two Cork teams winning and Kilkenny being in the intermediates as well as being in the senior competition last year, and Tipperary in the junior and the Premier Junior. It's really exciting time to be watching the All-Ireland this time around because obviously every cup will have its own separate teams, won't it?
Yes, so we're going to have six separate counties in our All-Ireland finals this year with the change that we made to the second team. So there's a separate competition now for second teams as an under 23. And the second teams were always seen as development squads by the counties that had enough numbers to do it. But we kind of said, well, let's make them proper development squads and put an age cap on it and separate it out. And it just means then that each of the three competitions are standalone, and we're guaranteed to have six separate counties, which should be great from an attendance perspective as well as an excitement perspective on the day.
I mean, obviously last year there was a great attendance, probably not the same as the year beforehand, but you know, to look at this year, the big messaging now is to fill out Croke Park. Is that a realistic expectation, do you think?
I don't see why not. I think we have to raise our ambition on that. From my perspective, the 2 weeks previously and 3 weeks previously, the Croke Park would be absolutely jammed, and there'll be probably a couple of thousand people unhappy at not getting tickets. And if we're serious about supporting female participation in our national sports, which is what we're talking about here, female participation, and Camogie has got a huge amount of attention over the last number of weeks and a huge amount of support, which is absolutely brilliant. And what we need to see now is, well, let's translate that support into something really tangible. On August 10th, we're going to have historic All-Ireland Finals. It'll be the first time that the players in our All-Ireland Finals will be wearing different attire. And that's important. But it'll be amazing, I think, if actually we made it historic for another reason. It'll be the first time that we filled out Croke Park for All-Ireland Finals. And remember, there'll be three finals, six different teams, and the ticket price, and I can say it here, it's €30. So it's phenomenally good value for people to come along and support, get the three games. There'll also be under 14 squads from all across the country are all there doing a parade as they do every year in Croke Park for our finals. So it's a really attractive day out for all ages and for men and women to come along and support the Camogie and support their counties and support female participation in our national sport. And that's why I'm unashamedly saying we need to fill Croke Park on August 10th. All of those people who have been very, very actively supporting Camogie and supporting Camogie players over the last number of weeks, keep that support up. Talk to your constituents, talk to your support base, talk to your followers and say to them, August 10th, come to Croke Park and support the Camogie Finals.
Obviously, a big message obviously from yourself here today and over the last few years has been obviously trying to increase attendance at matches. I suppose one thing I was going to ask about this year, and obviously it was a case last year where the quarterfinals of the All-Ireland Championship coincided with a doubleheader for the semi-finals of the hurling. Is that something that you think maybe drew off support for those quarterfinals because of the demand for tickets for the hurling semi-finals and because of the price difference obviously between regular Camogie games and getting that doubleheader ticket on that day?
I suppose there's pros and cons to any of these doubleheader type models that we go with. There is value, I think, and it goes down very well across our support base to have the quarterfinals linked in with the hurling semi-finals. It's worked quite well for the last couple of years. We keep an eye on it all the time, but I'm fairly confident that overall it's a positive piece to have our Camogie quarterfinals linked in with the semi-finals, and I think it'll work again this year for us.
I suppose, obviously, we have to touch on the recent motion passing of now players being allowed to wear skirts or shorts. I suppose it lends itself to being almost an historic occasion for this year's All-Ireland competition as well, as it'll be the first time the players will wear shorts in this competition.
Absolutely. there has been a lot of attention on the game over the last number of weeks, and that's positive. My job as president is to lead, and that's what I try to do, deliver the change that the players wanted, deliver the change that our members all across the country clearly demonstrated that they wanted, but do it in accordance with our rules, do it the correct way. We did it in record quick time. When you think about it, the first email that came across my desk about this year was on the 30th of April, and by the 22nd of May, we had delivered that fundamental change. So it was done as quickly as possible. It has generated a huge amount of attention and a huge amount of support. And my view is that's positive. Let's turn that to our advantage and make sure that the girls continue to get that level of support in that tangible way. And that's what I'm hoping to happen on August the 10th when those people all come along and watch the girls play, because they're brilliant. And you've seen games yourself. You've seen how high the standard is in our All-Ireland Championship. The quality of game is absolutely phenomenal. And it'll be brilliant for people to come along and see that on the world stage in the finest stadium we have in this country.
Brian Malloy, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
This week on Diverted, it's the series finale, Argentina Part 2. It's been emotional, but my hitchhiking journey finally comes to an end, and I finally, kind of, come to terms with the fact that I missed out on the Buenos Aires celebrations after the 2022 World Cup.
A lot of people who I haven't seen since the World Cup would just greet you with, "We won the World Cup." Yeah. It's like, instead of hello, you go, "Hey, we won the World Cup."
We'll also be speaking to people in the Welsh regions of Patagonia.
When the Welsh came to Patagonia, it was so important to them to maintain their culture, their language, their religion, and their way of living life.
And we will visit Newell's Old Boys, the club that connects both Maradona and Messi in Rosario.
Bueno, ese equipo, 74, 88, 1988, 90, 91, 92, 2004, 2003. Mm-hmm. Son todas las estrellas que tienen.
Diverted. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.
On Off the Ball.
Kitty, obviously you were talking a bit about it before, but you know, it was a disappointing league campaign, but great to get that Leinster Championship, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. I think especially for, you know, the transition that Kilkenny Camogie is in at the moment, it was hugely important and something that we did set out at the start of the year, you know, to try and achieve. And, you know, it's a good stepping stone coming into Championship. So, you know, it's a nice little confidence builder. Not every day that you get to lift a bit of silverware. So, yeah, we were delighted to get the victory and move into Championship then.
Obviously last year in the All-Ireland Championship, that quarterfinal loss, but then to look at then ahead now to this year with a completely new team, younger players, as you've already mentioned, like, is it a completely different style of play that Kilkenny have this year, do you think?
I wouldn't say completely different style of play. I suppose in Kilkenny we don't tend to go too far away from, you know, the basics, but yeah, it's a different team, you know, in general. Like, there's a lot of new girls coming in, which is, you know, exciting and a big challenge for them, and I suppose a big challenge for us all to try bring Kilkenny back to the top table. And look, we're under no illusions, we're going to be under pressure, and there's, you know, serious challenges ahead, but it is an exciting challenge and we're looking forward to the next couple of weeks.
I suppose good to get that great start off against Derry as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was great. You know, coming into the Championship, you know, the first game can always be a bit of banana skin. So it was nice to get, you know, a good score up on the board, and, you know, to concede not a huge amount as well. So, you know, it was nice to get going. There's obviously two big games coming up for us the next couple of weeks against Galway and Waterford, and also Dublin. So, you know, like, bigger challenges lay ahead, but it was nice to get off to a winning start.
I suppose it's important as well, obviously, getting those points away on the road as well are even more vitally important, aren't they?
Yeah, like, it was, you know, like, it's a long way up, and I suppose it's something that, you know, some people mightn't be used to. You know, you're going up the day before, you're out of your routine. So as I said, it can be a bit of banana skin, but we're just trying to be professional in our approach and, you know, go up, get the job done and come down and get ready for this weekend now and, you know, try get the bodies right for that.
Obviously, you've alluded already to the massive amount of competition already within senior division of the All-Ireland, like, but what do you think for yourselves from a Kilkenny point of view will help you push on past that quarterfinal stage this year?
Sure, look, firstly, it's just about getting out of the group, because there's probably, you know, four teams challenging, you know, strongly for three spots, like, so for ourselves anyway, it's just about trying to get out with the group, and it depends then obviously where you finish in it, whether you're in a quarter or a semi, but, you know, ultimately our goal is to get to a semi-final, and, you know, the reason why we're all here today is to become an All-Ireland champion and to get our teams back to Croke Park in August. And, you know, unfortunately there's only going to be two teams that are going to be able to do that, so, you know, obviously the goal is to try get there, but, you know, there's a lot to be done before that.
Obviously, I have to touch on this question that you've probably been asked a million times over the last few weeks, but obviously since the semi-final of that Leinster Championship match where you came out in shorts to begin with, you know, we've seen now that that motion has passed the Camogie Association by 98% to allow players the choice between wearing shorts and skirts. Like, from where you started to where you are now, that was obviously a very difficult stance to have taken and a very brave one as well. You must be delighted with the result that came out of it.
Yeah, we're delighted with the result, and we're kind of delighted that, you know, it's all put to bed now as well, which is, you know, which is great. And it's obviously only positive for Camogie, I think, going forward. Obviously, there was a lot of negativity around those 2 weeks. But, you know, the positive side of things was, you know, I suppose the interaction that, you know, people were given towards Camogie that they mightn't have before. And, you know, hopefully, you know, those people that, you know, were reaching out within that, you know, tough time can continue to reach out, come to championship. And, you know, obviously the goal is to try get more people, you know, more attendances at the games, and, you know, the outpouring of, you know, connections between people within those 2 weeks, like, it was crazy. So there's no reason that we can't take that negative, you know, time, negative 2 weeks, into a positive going forward. And, you know, hopefully, you know, for the better of our game that we can.
Katie Power, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lorraine, obviously, before we get into the commotion that will be the All-Ireland Championship, we have to ask a little bit, obviously, on the Munster, you know, the story back so far. You've been very vocal on your thoughts on it and everything so far. But, you know, looking back on it now, like, you know, how are you feeling after the whole ordeal of it all and now that the motion has been passed?
Yeah, look, it was definitely disappointing at the start. I suppose especially for Waterford, it was our second ever Munster final, so you want to be playing those games. But look, I think we've kind of parked it for now, and the All-Ireland series is upon us. We're out on Saturday, so that's our main focus. From the minute the Munster final didn't go ahead, we just had to move on. And look, at the end of the day, we're delighted that the motion has been passed and everyone's happy that we have choice now, and it was just brilliant to have players' voice being listened to.
Do you think that fixture will come back at some point, the Munster final, or are you kind of already in the back of your mind, you're like, ah, we'll leave it?
Yeah, I don't think we've probably thought about it much, to be honest. It is in the back of our minds. I do find it hard to see a window where they are going to fit it in amongst the All-Ireland series. So at the minute, it's just focus on championship.
That's a difficult thing, though, for you. Like, obviously, from a Waterford perspective, getting to a Munster final and then taking what is a very admirable stance, obviously, against what, you know, Kilkenny and Dublin had fought in the previous week and then opted to change back after that. But for you as a player, like, you know, it's difficult to stick to your guns in situations like that, but it says a lot about obviously the group that you're with and of course the Cork team as well, to be able to stick to that, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And there was wicked unity, I suppose, between Cork and ourselves, which was brilliant. And players had each other's backs, which was fantastic. And we had great support as well from the Gaelic Players Association, providing us with guidance as well, and just being listened to, which was brilliant. But look, it was all worth it in the end, and we're glad we made the stance. And would we change it? No, we wouldn't. So we're happy with the outcome now.
Obviously, we have to talk about the All-Ireland Championship. It's the creme de la creme. Everyone's always looking forward to it whenever it comes up. I mean, first game is going to be extremely difficult, though, Kilkenny.
Yeah, a very tough physical game ahead of us. But look, that's the preparation we've been putting in all year. We would have definitely have liked to have a match against Cork, I suppose, in the Munster final to get you prepared enough for those kind of physical games. But look, we're ready and we're excited for Saturday and to get our championship up and running.
I suppose I won't call it a moment of relaxation, obviously, with the Munster being taken away. And then obviously on top of that, you weren't playing the first round of fixtures. But do you think having that extra bit of time off has helped you to kind of prepare a bit more for Kilkenny, or would you have preferred to have been kept playing?
I think we always prefer to have games, to be honest. You'd rather a game before a training session, but we've definitely made it as competitive as we can within the training camp, which is fantastic. And I suppose you just have to build yourself up. We'd no other choice, and trying to get challenge games and playing in-house games and stuff to try and get up to that speed of championship level.
And of course, I suppose finally, like, all eyes will be on getting past that quarterfinal stage again this year. I mean, last year was a difficult one to kind of bear against Kilkenny as well, no less. But, you know, all eyes are really, like, the ability in the squad is there. I mean, we've seen it and getting to finals, getting to semi-finals. I mean, it's really just a case of, you know, pushing on now, isn't it?
Yeah, and we have that belief definitely within the Waterford camp. And you can see younger girls coming through as well, which is brilliant. But there's definitely a core group there as well that are pushing it and driving it forward. But look, we want to be at the latter end of the championship, and I suppose every team is looking at the All-Ireland final in the back of your head, but you have to just take it game by game. And our first game and what we're looking towards is Kilkenny now, and then we'll move on from there, and hopefully it does get us towards the latter end of the championship.
Alice, obviously beaten finalists in last year, there's definitely something to be proven here from this Laois side, isn't there?
Yeah, like, I think that's our main focus this year, is to turn the wrongs from last year right. And we did that with the league, couldn't get over the line with the Leinster, but hopefully the All-Ireland's the main focus every year. So hopefully we can turn that wrong right.
I mean, the big thing from this year is that obviously all six competitors in the final day in the All-Ireland on August 10th will be different counties. It won't be the case that we've obviously had Tipperary in the Premier Junior last year and then them in the Senior as well. Is there an element that favours your side in that case then, obviously, with having the experience of getting to the All-Ireland final as opposed to the rest of the sides?
Look, yeah, there was many things from last year's final that kind of took us by surprise on the day, that you couldn't train for, like, we couldn't hear each other on the pitch, and we didn't know that till we went on that pitch. So this year you can kind of have that in the mind, that when you go onto that pitch, you're really going to have to put your head up and kind of get messages across to women through other girls who are closer to them. And little things like that can get you over the line, the dressing room, how long you know, can stand in there, the size of the pitch. Things like that can help you on the day, but still at the end of the day, you have to go out and hurl. Them things can help you to a certain extent, but at the end of the day, unless you're working hard, you're not going to get over that line.
If I remember last year as well, correctly from that final, like, the wind played a massive factor in that game as well. And you kind of, you look at, obviously you would have wind affected many games, but to be on the occasion in Croke Park on the All-Ireland final, I mean, the experience is invaluable to have played there now in the final. It's just about going on and finishing it off now, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that wind that circled around Croke Park, you wouldn't really have experienced it in any other stadium, because Croke Park is built, there's nowhere else built like it, really, to be honest with you. And to know what way that wind is, especially for the free takers and kind of the forwards, is massive for them. And yeah, like Tipperary last year were in 3 All-Ireland finals before they won one, and they kind of have all that experience under the belt. So hopefully we can take some of that experience we got last year, hopefully get to the final firstly, and then maybe use it when we get there.
From your own perspective as well, like, your team hasn't slowed down. I mean, the 3A league final, brilliant to get the win there to set you up nicely for this competition, isn't it?
Yeah, just with the 3 losses last year in the 3 finals, to finally win a final and show ourselves that we can win a final and get over that line, get a bit of silverware, kind of get that hunger for winning, was really good, and it was really needed this year, especially at the start, to set ourselves up for the rest of the year.
I suppose you've probably been hotly anticipating this question. You've probably been asked it many a times at this stage, but obviously the motion passed earlier in the week to allow players the choice between wearing skirts or shorts. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I'm a woman of choice. I think it's important that every girl feels comfortable going out onto a pitch, because when you're out and playing camogie, there's a lot worse things you should be focusing on, and a lot more things that are a bit more kind of, you need to be focusing on more than pulling down your skirt or making sure your skirt's right or making sure you're not, you know, it's not looking wrong or anything like that. So when a woman's coming at you and all she wants to do is take you out of it, I think that is a bigger issue than what way your skirt's looking. So thank God it's one way taken out of the game.
Absolutely. So all you have to worry about is somebody trying to take you out of it now.
Exactly. Yeah, that's all you need to worry about now. So that's not too bad.
Alice, thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Laura, obviously we have to start on with, it's been a couple of years of semi-finals, and you're probably here sick of hearing the question at this stage, but, you know, going that one step further is kind of the big goal this year, isn't it?
Yeah, there's been many, many years now of semi-finals and 1 point. So, hopefully we can go one step further now this year. But I suppose we just have to take it game by game, and hopefully we can go that one step further this year. Like, the camp is, like, there's great leaders and experience there. So hopefully we'll be able to push on now this year.
And you were speaking earlier, obviously, of the injection of those minor players and then players from the Premier Junior side as well. It probably does a lot to add a bit more strength to that panel, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, every player brings something new to the team, and, like, the mix between youth and experience is, like, I think that's the difference this year. Like, we have 3 from the minors last year and a few girls from the junior too. So, yeah, it's massive, like, just to change the dynamic, and hopefully, yeah.
Obviously, you'd be used to them from the league campaign, but it's going to be a very tough ask at the very beginning of the All-Ireland campaign to go up against Cork, isn't it?
Ah, definitely. Like, championship is a whole new ball game to league. Like, it's a completely different ball game. Like, so yeah, the All-Ireland champions now, first round, isn't going to be an easy match by any means. So sure, it would be a good test now, and it'll be nice to see where we're at, I suppose, against them.
Obviously, the last two times you got through to the semi-finals of the All-Ireland, one time you had to go through the quarter-final stage, one time you automatically got into the semi-final. What do you think suits you better?
Sure, I suppose you don't know. You kind of just, whatever situation you're put in, I think that's, you kind of just have to go with it. Like, if it's a quarter or it's straight into the semi, like, they're both massive games. So, like, I suppose we just have to see where we end up and go from there, like.
Obviously, after the semi-final defeat last year, like, it was an agonisingly, like, close game as well. I remember it myself, like, even just the last few minutes of it, and even that extra time didn't really feel like extra time. You know, what is the conversation after that to, like, give you the motivation to get up and go back at it again?
Sure, yeah, I went down to the wire and, like, a couple of decisions, but, like, I suppose them big games can go either way, and you kind of just have to, like, make the most of them. Like, there's massive learnings to be made from all them semi-final defeats, like, especially because they've all been such close games, like. So yeah, we take great learnings from that, and hopefully we've learned from our mistakes and we can change things now this year.
And then finally, obviously, I have to ask the question you've probably been asked a billion times this week already, but the motion passing, obviously, to allow players the choice to wear the skirt or the shorts, you know, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's great, sure. Like, it was important the way it was player driven, and now that the players have the choice, like, they can wear their shorts or their skirts. So yeah, it's definitely it's an important decision, and it's been on the minds of many for years. So yeah, it's important for Camogie that we're up with the times now. So yeah, massive.
Perfect, Laura, thank you so much.
Perfect. Thanks a minute. Off the ball, GAA.